सर्वे संग विभूतानां हरिरात्मे स्वरप्रियः भूते महद विश्वकृति सुदानं जीव संगीतः। प्रहलाद महाराज ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हरि इज द सोल एंड द सुपर सोल ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज। एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी इज ए मैनिफेस्टेशन of his energy in terms of the living soul and the material body. Therefore, the Lord is the most dear and he is the supreme controller. The supreme personality of Godhead is manifested by his different energies, the material energy, the spiritual energy and the marginal energy. He is the original source of all living entities in the material world and he situated in everyone's heart as the super soul. Although the living entity is the cause of his various types of bodies, the body is given by material nature according to order of the Lord. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayesya arjuna tishtati brahman sarvabhutani jantra rudhani mayaya. The supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter. The body is just like a machine, a car, in which the living entity is given a chance to sit and move according to his desire. The Lord is the original cause, the material body and the soul, which is expanded by his material, by his marginal energy. The Supreme Lord is the dearmost object of all living entities. Prahlad Maharaj therefore advised his classmates, the sons of the demons, to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Anand Hariratmeshwara Priyaha Bhutai Mahat Vishwakrutai Krutanam Jivasangita. Prahlad Maharaj, as a Mahajan, as one of the Mahajanas, gives very important instructions. And every day we discuss that thing in Bhagavatam class. A series of instructions are there, one by one, in every verse is said. Here in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari is the soul, the super soul of the all living entities. And every living entity is a manifestation of energy of that Supreme Lord. Therefore, Supreme Lord Hari is very dear to the living entity, and he is the supreme controller. So instruction is that we should take shelter of that Supreme Lord, who is very dear to us. In this material world, the conditioned souls, the souls are conditioned here by Maya, material energy. They are captured by Maya, they are entrapped by Maya, because their desire to lord it over the material energy. So, they have forgotten their own identity, the living entity, forgotten their dear most Lord, Hari. Therefore, they think themselves as the Lord, or think this body as the self, the conditioned souls. Body, this metal body need, body has four needs. Ahar, Nidra, Bhoy. eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So all conditioned souls are running after these four. How? To meet these four needs. As they have forgotten the Supreme Lord and their eternal relationship with the Lord, and they are running after these four needs, they are in every moment performing sinful acts. Or in other words, I may say that they are doing pretty pure actions. They are always anxious of getting the result of their work. When they have developed such desire, so they are getting the result of their work. Therefore, they are undergoing in different spaces of life, agreeing to the reactions of their fruitive work. There are 84 lakhs of spaces of life, or 84 lakhs of bodies here in this material world, out of which the human spaces of life is rarely obtained, durlabham and best spaces. When the living entity gets the human form, a body, his consciousness is something superior to the consciousness of other living entities. And all these teachings, Vedic teachings, instructions, are given to human beings only. They can understand it, and they can act accordingly if they desire so. Other living entities cannot understand it, and they cannot act accordingly. Only man can. Therefore, all these instructions are given to the man. And super soul, that Supreme Lord Hari, as super soul, is always there in the heart of the living entity. And in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Upadrashta is there as overseer. He sees what work the man is doing and what desire cherishes in his mind. And as super soul, he also grants the desire, he allows this human being to get that, fulfill that desire. Therefore, it is said here, Ishvara sarva bhutanam udyesha arjuna tishtati brahmayana sarva bhutani jantra gurani mahayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in one's heart, Arjuna, and is directing the wandering of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. The material energy has given the living entity a machine, that is body. According to his desire, he'll sit on it and move. You understand? It's like a car. But death. Supreme Lord Hari is the original cause of metal body and soul, which is expanded by his material energy. Therefore, that Supreme Lord Hari is the dearmost object of all living entities. The one who is dearmost should be thought of always, isn't it? The person thinks of his dearmost object or dearmost person, isn't it? So when Lord Hari, the dearmost object of living entities, So Prahlad Maharaj gives this instruction that, oh my dear friends, demoniac friends, you please think of that Lord Hari always and take shelter in him. You understand? Then question arises, what will the benefit if you think of that Lord Hari always and take shelter of him? What benefits shall we get? You know? Bolo. What benefit?
We will remain always in the spiritual platform and
yes,
to be in our real identity.
Thereby we will be always attached to Lord Hari. You understand? As we are his eternal fragmental part. Mami Bansa Jiva Luke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Bhagavad Gita says, isn't it? We are eternal parts of that Hari. Lord Hari is spiritual being, we are also spiritual being, as we are part. His Vibhu is very great, but we are only very, very minute, atomic. You understand? But we are of the same substance, spiritual substance. So that Lord Hari is very dear, most dear, and we should always think of him, we should always attach to him. I should take shelter of him, isn't it? That is stated. It also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Harihi Atma, Harihi Sakyat Bhagavan Atma, Sharirinam, Jasanam Iva, Toyo Ipsitam. You know this? No, Hari. Do you know? You know? What are you learning? Yes. Harihi Atma. Harihi Bhagavan, Sakyat Bhagavan Atma, Sharirinam, Jasanam Iva, Toyo Ipsitam. Dasa means a fish, aquatic animal. You understand? It lives in water. Water is very dear, you understand, to that aquatic animal. He gets pleasure there, isn't it? If you take a fish out of water, a fish out of water, you understand, and place it or keep it in an air-conditioned room, in a velvet cushion, very nice arrangement you make for it, and keep it there, it will never be happy. Will it be happy? It will never be happy. Toyo ipsitam, it will always desiring toyo, water. How can I get water? How can I get water? How can I be in the water? Isn't it? Toyo ipsita. If he gets toyo, water, and if you put it into water again, then it will happen. You understand? Similarly, Harihi Sakyat Bhagavan Atma Saririna. Sariri means the embodied soul. You understand? That Supreme Lord Hari is super soul. It is stated here. Hari Sakyat Bhagavat Sharirinam Atma Sharirinam. That Lord Hari is the super soul of all souls. You understand? Living entities. That Hari is very dear, most dear. It is stated also here. Lord Maharaj. As water is very dear, the aquatic animal. The super soul Hari is very dear to the soul. And that soul will be in the atmosphere of super soul. You'll get pleasure. You'll get pleasure, isn't it? But here in the material world, it is not the atmosphere of super soul. It's a material atmosphere. As if a fish out of water. The soul out of super soul. Atmosphere of super soul. So it's not getting, that soul is not getting pleasure here. It needs that atmosphere. How can I get that atmosphere of super soul? Then that verses. And similar is the instruction here given by the Lord Maharaj. The Hari is our dearmost, so we should always attach to him. We should take shelter of him. Then we'll get pleasure. You understand? Don't forget that Supreme Lord Hari, any movement, always think of as the aquatic animal or fish on the land out of water, always thinking of that water. Can I get it? How can I get it? How can I be in it? Isn't it? Similarly, you soul here in this material world should be always thinking of super soul. How can I get it? That is my dearmost object. How can I get back it? How can be I be in that atmosphere of Hari? Isn't it? So this thinking process will help you. You understand? At the time of prana proyan, leaving this body, you human being, if you can think of that Supreme Lord Hari, then you can go back to him. That Bhagavad Gita says, prana prayana sana. No. Janjam bhapi sambhav tretyante kalevaram tantung hi viti kunte sadhapu bhava. Antakale mangeva smar mukta kalevaram ja prayati sam abhavam jati. Antakale means at the time of death. One who thinks of me, thinks of human being, to human being, not other species. One who thinks of me and leaves this body, he goes to me. There is no doubt. You understand? And that is our duty. How we can think of that Supreme Lord Hari, which is very dearmost, is the dearmost one, and leave this body. So we can go there. One may think of life. When that time will come, I'll think of say Narayana or Hari or Hare Krishna. But that's not possible. It's not so easy thing at that time to think of or say Hari or Narayana. You understand? Because that time of death is very, very painful. Painful. You will become unconscious, no consciousness, coma stage. There no coma stage, no consciousness, unconscious. And kapho bhato pito, cup, bile, and air, three kapho bhato pito, they choke up, throat, you cannot speak on that stage. How can you utter the name of Lord Hari? Impossible, quite impossible, isn't it? So how can a human being think of Krishna, Hari, or Narayana, or utter his name at that time? Impossible. Therefore, this stotra is there, Mukunda Mala stotra, where a devotee prays to the Lord. O Lord, please shower your mercy. Krishna todiya pada pankaja panjaranta. Madeva visatumi manasa rajapurusha. Prana prayana samoye kapabhata piti kanthava rodhana vidau bhajanam kutasthi. He said, I am Mukunda Maharaja. O Hari, O Krishna, be merciful to me that my swan like mind, manas rajahansa. The mind is like a swan. The swan gets pleasure moving in a trap, a lake filled with lotus flower. Isn't it? Huh? The swan is the lotus tail. So my mind is like a swan and your feet is lotus feet. So that my swan-like mind should always be with that, the lotus feet. You understand? So that is the safe place. When this pranayama, time of death will come, and the kapho, vato, pito, you understand, will choke off my throat. I cannot speak. I cannot utter your name at that time. But if my mind will be always with you, lotus feet, then I can think of it, you. Isn't it? Otherwise not possible. So this verse says, and this is our instruction. Because that hari is the dearmost object of power and should always, every movement we should be attached to him, we should think of him, we should not forget him in any movement. You understand? Then nobody will be afraid if he is always attached to that Lord Hari, thinking of him always, he will not be afraid of death. Why is he afraid of death? Death is sure. Any moment it may come, isn't it? But let it come. I am always now thinking of my mind is attached to the lotus goodness now. It's not. Not detached. So he said, any moment like that, he'll never afraid of that. You understand? All are afraid of that. But such a person will never be afraid of that. Let that death come. Come. I am thinking of Krishna always. My mind is always attached to the lotus of Krishna. So, thinking of Krishna, if this body, I'll leave this body, so I'll go to Krishna. Go back, come back to body. Isn't it? And we have this eternal relationship with Krishna, the jiva, the soul, and Krishna. And as Paramatma or Super Soul, Krishna is there always in the heart of the living entity, especially. A man can understand this. You understand how Krishna as Paramatma is there in the heart. And that Paramatma always grants the joys of our action, our enjoyment. And we have this eternal relationship. What is the difference between Krishna, the Super Soul, and the soul? That is the difference.
Krishna is Vibhu.
Vibhu, yes.
Unlimited great.
Unlimited great.
Whereas the individual soul is Anu.
Anu, Manya. Yes. This is the only difference.
And Krishna is Super Soul. He is the controller.
Controller, yes.
Whereas living entity is
controlled. Controlled by Super Soul. This controller is controlled. Yes, this is another difference. Another? This is the only difference?
Another Super Soul is the master.
Yes.
And the individual soul is
servant. Yes. This is a difference. Is there any other difference?
Yes.
Yes, what is that?
The Super Soul is Vishwavigraha, Vishwa. The Super Soul is an enjoyer.
Enjoyer.
Supreme enjoyer, and the living entity is to be enjoyed.
Is to be enjoyed. Yes, that's the difference. Is there any other difference? Is there any other difference? Prahlad? Yes?
Okay.
Yes?
The super soul is the beloved and individual soul is beloved.
Yes. Finished? Or is there anything rest?
The super soul is the protector.
Protector.
And the individual soul is has to be protected by him.
Protected.
Yeah, protected by him.
Are all protected?
Always.
Always?
Protected by super soul.
Are all always protected by super soul? All living entities?
Yes.
Yes? Is it true? One who has forgotten that super soul, is he protected? Then? One who takes shelter of him is protected. Isn't it? Not all. One who has forgotten him